Star Entertainment staff found cheating receive major ban. Two employees of Australia's Star Entertainment have been banned from working on casino gaming floors in New South Wales for 10 years after they were found to have helped players cheat. Last September, the company reported itself to the NSW Independent Casino Commission, NICC, after it became concerned that its employees were colluding with gamblers. Following separate investigations into each employee, both have had their casino special employee license cancelled and been banned from operating or managing games for a decade. Further incidents of employee misconduct. The NICC published its rulings in its disciplinary outcomes register. The register also revealed that another Star employee was recently banned from the casino floor for 6 months for possessing illegal drugs, while an employee at Crown Sydney was handed a one-year ban for faking medical records. Star Entertainment is currently under heightened scrutiny, yet these instances were not raised in the inquiry conducted by Adam Bell SC, who is currently deliberating over whether the operator should keep its Sydney license. The inquiry is looking at several areas such as the falsification of customer welfare checks, mass approval of source of wealth checks for high-risk customers, and a $3.2 million loss due to a defective cash-in, cash-out terminal. Departure of Executive Chairman. Towards the end of April, David Foster was removed from his chairman position after the inquiry uncovered messages between him and the former chief executive Robbie Cook, in which they discussed scrapping the casino regulator and removing a government-appointed manager. Beyond the inquiry, Star Entertainment is dealing with several additional issues, including a court case brought by Greek Cypriot Roy's Poyages regarding the sale of a luxury yacht. Furthermore, the company is expecting a multi-million-dollar fine from a USTRAC for breaking counterterrorism and anti-money laundering laws.